How old were you when you became a Marine?
I was 19. And there was nothing to do around this town or anything, so.
What was your motivation to become a Marine?
Well, it was a lot of thinking. I mean, I looked at the other services and talked to the Navy and the Army and the Marines, and took about, I don't know, 2 months of talking to them. And I finally said, well, you know, I'm going to go in the Marine Corps or go in the military. I'm going to go in the Marines. And I don't know, it seemed like a thing to do.
If you hadn't decided to do the Marines, what branch would you have done?
No, I probably would have been in the Air Force. Just because flying and stuff is pretty cool.
Did you ever go to war? If no, why?
No, I never went to war. Never went to war because I joined in 2000, right after Desert Storm. You know, Desert Storm had been over for a while. And it was kind of a, I guess, a dead area as far as war, you know. And when y'all grew up, we've been at war since. But no, I got out and I done 5 years in that little 5-year hole right there. There was no war, which is good, really good.
Where did you go to basic training?
I went to San Diego, MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot.
How long were you there?
3 months. 3 months seemed like forever.
Did you get like your own separate room, or did you have people in your bunk? And like, how many did you have in your bunk?
No, we had. It was a big squad bay, just a big old room. And this is pretty interesting. And there was probably 60 people, 60 guys.
Jeez.
No privacy. It was loud. You were in bed at night. And it was something else. It was a little different. It was really different. You even took a shower, brushed your teeth, you was right there next to somebody else. You actually had to share a shower with two other people, the same shower head.
Ew, I'm good.
60 people taking showers in about a minute and a half. And we were done.
Jeez. What was your favorite memory being there?
And
like in the basic
boot camp?
Yeah, boot camp.
I don't know. It was, boot camp's terrible. It was fine. I mean, it was something to look back on, but it was definitely an experience. I guess it was the Fugle Sticks Wars and stuff. Going to the field for a week, or it was different. Shaving, you didn't, you know, when you went to the field, you didn't get to shave yourself. You had to shave somebody else, and they shaved you. It was really, really awkward.
What was the hardest thing you had to do in training?
The hardest thing I ever had to do in training was, I don't know. There was a lot of hard things.
Like, yeah. The one that got you to the point where you, like, did you ever, like, think about quitting?
I did think about quitting, but it was because it was, you know, boot camp. It's not the same now. But back then, it's pretty intense. It's pretty rough. You kind of got kicked around a little bit. One time I got kicked in the foot by a drill instructor, and it actually broke, like, two bones. And if you said you got hurt, you had to go to, like, medical, they called it MRP. But you had to go to the medical place, and you wouldn't get to graduate in 3 months. So you might be there another 3 months. And then have to go into another platoon. So I'd been there, like, 6 months. So I'd just get up real early and take my foot up and power through to, like, the last week. And then finally I said something. I got through. But that was probably the toughest, trying to get through that with a broke foot.
How did you get through that with a broke foot? I would have quit right there.
I did not want to stay any longer.
Okay, what was your top military rank?
Sergeant. E5. Sergeant.
And what weapon did you get to use the most? like if you even got to, like for practice or for?
Well, you had to be efficient with M16 and a 9mm pistol. But what we shot the most was I was with tanks. So I was on the M1A1s, we had 120mm, which we had to be really accurate shooting and training on it all the time. 240 machine guns, 50 caliber machine guns on the tank. And of course we still had M16, 9mm. A lot of firepower.
How do you like use a tank? Like what
it's
is
just
it?
Like a it's a lot I mean it's like a big car. It's 68 tons. You got four crewmen, one's a driver, one's a loader, one's a gunner, and one's a tank commander. And when you get in, you start out as a driver that was my job as a tank crewman. But when you get in, you're with tanks, you start out as a driver, then you move to loader, and you move to gunner, and then eventually you're a tank commander. I was on a tank probably 2 years, and as an E3, I was a tank commander, which was a pretty big responsibility taking care of the other three guys in the tank that was a multi-million-dollar vehicle. But trying to make everybody work all together at the same time and take on
Did it come with air conditioning?
No.
So it was just hot in there before people?
We're in the desert.
Oh, no.
And it is stinking. Probably 140 degrees in there.
Oh, man.
But we had plenty of water. I always carried 10 gallons of water.
How fast did it go?
Top speed of a tank, and I've been out 20 years, was 45. I think it was 45 miles an hour, which is pretty fast for a tank.
Yeah, because it's been
45 to 52, I think. We had a lot of fun in those. You know, we would get to running across the desert and see a pretty good little bump. We could get the whole tank off the ground and kind of jump it.
Okay, what life experiences did you learn from the military?
Life experiences from the military. Well, I was 19, I lived at home, and I was shipped out to San Diego and learned how to be on my own, with the Marine Corps, with a bunch of drill instructors screaming at us all the time. But even after that, it was, you get out of boot camp and you go home for a couple of weeks, and then you go back to some other place in California. I think we went to Camp Pendleton. And you go to Marine combat training. And then from Marine combat training, you go to your job, your MOS, where you're going to be when you go into the fleet Marine Corps. And then that's where we went to tank school at Fort Knox, Kentucky. You go there for 3 months. Learn how to be a tank crewman as best you can. And they ship you out to the fleet, which mine was 29 Palms, California, out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And so as far as what I learned was, growing up, it was just, you grew up. Didn't have mom and dad there. I'm in for 5 years, and that 5 years, I probably come home 2 weeks out of the year. And that was usually around Christmas. And other than that, it was just us and the other Marines. And the best part about that was these guys were going through the same thing you were going through at the time and growing up. And you met some of the, I've still talked to a bunch of the guys that I was in with. They're like brothers. One of them was my best man at my wedding.
Oh.
He came down and when I got married, and it was pretty cool. So you have these real, and a lot of these guys stayed in. I was playing golf a few years ago over at Bay Ridge, Dardanelle. And I had a buddy call. And he goes, "Hey man, where you at?" And I said, "I'm out here at Bay Ridge playing golf." "Wow, what's up?" He goes, "Well, we're flying from California to North Carolina in helicopters." And at this point, he wasn't in tanks no more. He was flying a Cobra. He had a couple of Hughes with him. And he goes, where is that? And he'd been here before. I said, just come on down the river until you see a golf course. He goes, all right, just keep your phone on. And I could already hear him coming. I could hear the popping of the helicopters. And we're playing golf, and I could see him, and I started directing him towards us, and they came in and came down real low and was flying all over the golf course, freaking everybody out. And then they go, well, we got to go before somebody calls the cops. So they flew on. But it was pretty cool.
If you remember, do you know how many places you went to and where?
How many places I went to?
Yeah, because I'm like, anywhere out of.
Yes. Now, while I was in, yeah, I was just stationed in California, you know, and I was in Kentucky before, you know, learning before I got to California. And I'd never been to California. But after I was in 4 years, you get a 4-year enlistment, and they were trying to get me to re-enlist. And I was like, I don't think so, but whatever. And when he got the offer, and they said, well, we'll send you on a float. And you're going like all the Westpac, and you'll get to go to all these other countries and stuff. Eventually go over to Iraq and stay there for a month, which probably get into that here in a minute. But we went to, took out California and went to Hawaii. We did some training over there in the jungles and stuff. They call it mount training. So you learn how to have combat in jungles. And then we went to the Philippines. Went to Hong Kong for New Year's. Got to get off the boat and have a good time in town. And we went to Phuket, Thailand. And you know, you remember Thailand when that big tsunami came in? Mm-hmm. I was there 2 years to the day before that tsunami came in. So it was kind of neat. They came in right at Phuket, Thailand. But anyways, it's pretty cool to actually be there when you sit on the news. But Thailand, I said Singapore. A few other places. Bahrain.
Did you just have to strictly do business, or did you get to like do anything fun?
Well, we done the training, and probably my favorite place is when we went to Australia. But now we would do some training in some places. Like Hawaii, we didn't really do much. It was more training than anything. These other places, we might have been on a boat for 20-something days, and it was time to get out and spread your wings a little bit. But when we pull into these ports, it was cool because, I mean, everybody respects Americans. And when you come there and you port, they had like hot dog stands, hamburger stands, you know, or whatever kind of food they had. You'd go out to the head clubs, and we would go out to the clubs and have a good time. And of course, we had BMW in the check-in. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy who had so much fun in Australia, he kind of packed his bags up when he was leaving. He grabbed all his stuff and he stayed there.
What?
Probably not welcome back in the U.S. But, yeah, we had pretty good times out there. Now, when we did end up in Kuwait, but it was just, you know, we had a big 30 days. It was U.S. occupies Kuwait all the time, protecting them. And at that point, when we were there, that was strictly business, and we didn't get a shower for 30 days.
Oh, wow. That was a stunt, because yeah, there's a bunch of dudes.
That's pretty bad. We could take the socks off. We'd change socks about every 4 or 5 days. They would stand up. It was pretty disgusting. But it was good training, yeah. That's what Marines do. You have to go to war, you know. You can't stop and go take a shower. Wherever you're at.
What was the cadence song y'all had to sing in the military?
There's a bunch of cadences.
Well, which one's your favorite, or which one did you not like the most?
I don't really remember all the cadences. I try to sometimes because I run on a treadmill and start thinking about them, but I don't know. I was starting pretty dirty. Maybe it was the Marine Corps.
Okay, what was the food you ate? Like, either on a daily basis or whenever you traveled?
The food, The food was good. The food was healthy. Yeah, we had a chow hall where, you know, you had breakfast. They have cooks. You know, there's Marines in there cooking. There was a lot of civilians out there working his jobs, too. But food was ready at 5:30 in the morning. And then, you know, you had to be on the tank ramp at 6:37, something like that. And then you had lunch and you had dinner. And it was good food. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, we went to the field. The food was a little different. We had MREs. MREs, meals ready to eat. Mm-hmm. They had little heaters in them. You could heat up some whatever they had in there, and cheese and crackers. And it was good, though. It was nothing wrong with an MRE. Nothing exciting about it, but nothing wrong with it. It was fulfilling.
Did you have a time limit you had to have your food eaten?
Not once we met in the fleet, Marine Corps. You know, you just had to be in formation at a certain time. Yeah, you know, there's schedules, hurry up and wait, whatever. You had to be somewhere when you didn't want to miss formation.
What happened if you did? Did you get like?
It's not good. I mean, you end up getting extra duties, doing different things, raking sand, picking up cigarette butts, or.
Did anybody ever do that? Like when you went?
You know, when I first got in, you know, you work your way up the ranks, but no, I was never late. But yeah, there's some people that just, they can't make anything on time or remember to shave or wash your boots. And you had to be squared away. Marine Corps is a little different from Army or anything else. You know, we had to iron our, even our camis. You don't just throw your camis on. Take off and go get formation. They had to be flat, ironed, creases down the front, creases down the arms, squared away, polished boots. It should have a little shine on them.
Going back to like the daily routine you'd said, like what was the daily routine like? What did y'all like have to get done?
There's always things to get done. I don't know how, but even kind of like here. But
this is blended.
There's always. Always. Always worth it. We were on tanks. Tanks break all the time, so we had to clean weapons. All the time cleaning weapons. Even if they're already clean, they're in the armor, you're going to pull them back out and clean them again. They're going to be good because, you know, a dirty weapon is probably not going to, it's going to malfunction. The tanks, there's so many places to oil those and grease them, and you gotta grease everything up, tie the track, change out track pads, bore sight your guns, practice, bore sighting, plenty to do. Work on morale. And when I got to be a sergeant, you know, I got a crew of, you know, a platoon of 16 people. You had to bring them in and tell them their pros, their cons, what they're good at, what they're bad at, what they need help at. Learning their job. Always things to do. Ordering parts. You might go in there and order parts for tanks and spend $1 million. Like that. Military money. Government money.
Did you ever do anything like mean as a sergeant, like to anybody? And like, what's the story? I want to know.
Well, probably. Yeah, every Thursday night in the barracks. Now, when you got into the Fleet Marine Corps, you live in barracks, and it's kind of like your hotel rooms with the balconies out front, and you got doors. We had, like, rooms, and you had a roommate. And every Thursday night was field day. Field day is everybody's going to go in and clean the rooms nice and neat, make your beds. Our showers were tiled showers, and they were blue, and they had to be shining. So you didn't take scrubbing bubbles in there and clean them, and then get your towels out and really make them really clean. And pine salt was the key ingredient for everything. The floors, walls, toilets, everything. And me and my buddy, when we was both sergeants, we would keep everybody up a little late. Failing them were, and the same thing they done to us. It was just part of the Marine Corps. Being mean, I guess. It was fun. was funny. But, I remember one time that, man, my room was so clean. We cleaned it for like 3 hours. Oh. And he had this gunnery sergeant, he's 87, he comes in there and looks through the whole room, you know, like with a white glove going above the top of the racks, beds, and windowsills. Couldn't find anything wrong. So you know what he done? It's going to be kind of gross. Sorry. He sticks his finger in the toilet way up in the top.
Ew.
Yeah. Failed. Had to bring everything back out of the room and clean it again. This is probably midnight.
Oh, man.
So.
I would have been like, no.
I would never do that. Never do that. It's terrible.
Why would he put his finger in the toilet?
Sorry for your ears. I disgusted everybody.
Did you ever get any breaks? Like.
Any breaks?
Yeah, like just every time where you just sit and relax.
Yeah. In the Marine Corps. You know, and even in boot camp you did. I mean, I couldn't thrash you all day, but you'd have study time and stuff. If we go back to boot camp, where you had to learn the ranks, you had to learn chain of command of the Marine Corps, all the way up to president, or, you know, your all the Marine Corps stuff, your general orders. There's a lot of learning to do as far as that was your breaks. It wasn't really breaks, it was doing homework. But in the Marine Corps, hey, we were off at 4 o'clock. Usually. And after 4 o'clock, you could order pizza. You know, that was your regular life. There was nothing wrong with the Fleet Marine Corps once you got in. He was a Marine. It was normal life. He just didn't have family or anything. But that was your family, all these other guys. It was all right. But that was, we had breaks. We had, they would call them 72s. If you had a holiday, you'd get off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or maybe a 96, and that's 96 hours off where you had a real good holiday. It would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Of course, you only had so many miles you could leave without getting authorization to say, hey, I'm going to go outside this ring of 50 miles. But we had San Diego. You go to San Diego. You could go to L.A., they had this place called Big Bear. It was probably an hour away from 29 Palms. And it was a snow-capped mountain. We'd go up there and have a pretty good time. There was this old man that had this bar. We'd play horseshoes. We'd stay there all weekend. Of course, we'd sleep in the car. But we'd throw horseshoes all day. And he'd make us breakfast in the morning at the bar. And it was pretty fun. We'd even go to Tijuana sometimes. Now, that was restricted. We would sneak over to Tijuana and go over there and see what that was like. Ensenada. I've never. But that was our breaks. Actually, one time, I wasn't a bad Marine, but we just didn't go by all the rules. One time, we did get 96 hours off. Take it, we're in California. Me and three other guys drove all the way to Dardanelle. 22 hours and 18 minutes is what took us to get here. Had a good time here, and they got to see my brothers and whatnot. Had a good time here, and then headed back. So we wasn't here long, another 22 hours back. We didn't keep up the time on the way back, but we made it back right before formation that Tuesday morning.
Wow, you made it back?
I drove all night. All night. Taking turns. That was a big trip for a couple, 20-year-olds.
How many miles a day did you run?
Miles a day was running now. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday was PT. You had to be out there at 5 in the morning. And minimum 3. Minimum was 3. We may run 5 or 6, depending on how it's going or how motivated the sergeant commander was to run. But once you hit your second wind after about a mile, at that point, man, we was such good shape. I could run forever. Now sometimes they had this thing called Tanker Appreciation Day where we had to strap on packs, weigh them down, carry weapons, and go hump the mountains, hunt, big hike, mountains. Now that was pretty rough. And we may hike 5 miles. That's pretty brutal. Because we were tankers. We weren't used to all that stuff. Now, some of the grunts, the guys on the ground there, they do that all the time. That wasn't our cup of tea. But as far as running, you know, he had a physical fitness test. They call it PFT. That you had to do, I think it was twice a year. And, you know, you had to run 3 miles under 18 minutes to get a good score. The perfect score pull-ups was 20, dead hangs. No slinging around trying to bring yourself up. And I don't know how many sit-ups. Sit-ups, I don't know how many sit-ups I had to do, but it was quite a few in 2 minutes, I think, 2 or 3 minutes, whatever it was.
What did you think of your sergeants? Did you think they did a good job? Do you think they did bad? Too stern sometimes?
No, I respected all my. I respected all my sergeants, and I talked to some of them still today. Some of them worse. Well, they're out now, but they were. Those guys were mentors. I mean, even like we're talking earlier, you being hard on these guys on cleanup and stuff, but it was the fact that they were new Marines and they were going to be told what to do and they're going to have to respect their rank structure. So it's kind of what you got to put them through. You can't be, you know, if you're a sergeant and you got these Lance Corporals and POCs, you can be nice to them, but you really can't be buddies, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to war, and that's what you do, you train to go to war. That's what you do, you're a Marine. Front lines. But you can't be buddies if you tell them to go out here. You know, somebody's up all night. You take turns. Somebody's up 1 hour, and he wakes the other guy up, he's up 1 hour. There's no time where everybody's asleep. You got somebody coming in, but if you're all buddies and stuff, they might think they can get away with it by just going to sleep or whatever. And then you get attacked. Hello. She's back there in the back.
Okay.
But it was just a rank structure, and you know, as far as my sergeants, they're good guys, real good guys. I respect them totally. I still do. I mean, they taught me how to be a man. Really, I mean, just grow up and respect people. And you're gonna do what you're told, or if the consequences follow. You know? Not that my parents didn't, but it's a little different when you get out on your own, you know.
What year did you finish the Marines?
2000.
Oh, when I was
2000. Born. Yeah, see? Old man. I went in 95 and got out 2000.
Now that you've done the Marines, are you glad you did it or do you regret it?
No, I'm totally glad I did it. It was that was really a big moment in my life. I mean, that's what got me where I really am today is, you know, growing up and not getting caught up in the riffraff or just growing up. Yeah, I mean, I think not just a Marine, I think everybody should probably spend 4 years in the military just to wean off the parents and go learn how to wash your own clothes, make your own food, brush your own teeth without being told to. Grow up, you know.
If you didn't go to the Marines, what would you have done? Like whether that be college or just anything?
I tried college. I really wasn't growing up enough to go to college because I would just stay in bed, you know. I was a little wild. I mean, college wasn't for me. And I knew it in the first semester. And I went to West Ark for one semester and didn't really go to class. And was failing at it, so I came home with half of my parents saying they weren't going to pay for me to go up there and flunk, but I came home and worked a little bit, and then finally came up with the idea to join the military because there really wasn't nothing going on. So, what would I have been? I don't know. That was a spot in my life where I was trying to think about what I was going to do, and there wasn't nothing to do but go join the military. I don't regret it a bit. It was great.
Did you have any family in the military?
Yes. My grandpa on my dad's side, he was in the Navy. My grandpa on my mom's side, he retired Army. It's like an E-8. So he got up there. My uncle was in the military, mom's side.
Just one second.
And I think that's it.
All right, that was like the last of my questions, but I would just like to thank you for serving our country.
Thank
and
you.
For answering these questions.
You bet. Thank you. We got a lot of
Thank you.